You talked forever about art, life, etc. All I could notice was her breast falling forward in perfect shape, center raised, outward, toward me and everything else. So I kept staring as art and life crossed and crossed again. If I could write laughter, I would. I would decipher your comments as they relate to never noticing, never betraying the cancer in your life. The phone rang while I died in a dream. Have you thought about rotting? Have you purchased your memories? The landscaper is forever weeding. I have noticed the trees growing skyward, metal canyons replaced in ruins, the terror becoming temporary. Oh, that reminds me. September 26th or 27th, Friday night. Life just took a twist at me. It's Friday. My old friend, new boyfriend named Brian, grew up with me. Basically have the same group of friends. The kid Alex, the kid I hung out with in NYC the day before I saw you, is our friend Theo's brother. Theo's back from San Fran. He was having a party at his house where he and his friends live with his mom. Alex grew up there too. I guess this might seem detailed to the point. Nicole, yes, our Nicole, Brian, and I drove out to this party. We got there late because my best friend Susan and I got into a deep political discussion at another friend's party. Brian had decided to leave. His parents are in Germany for the month. They left the house, food, hot tub, and expensive cars for us to use. Anyway, Nicole was thinking about staying. She decided to come with us. I told you about Ted, right? My ex-boyfriend? He pages me 911. I called him back, and somehow the rumor that Corey, one of Brian's best friends, and one of the guys who live at the house, shot a guy 4 times in the body. The helicopter called Starflight came to Theo's house, which is down a dirt road in a neighborhood I can't explain. Corey is being taken to jail, and all of her friends are going to the courthouse to testify. I won't go into specifics. Nicole doesn't even know yet. She's in bed with Chris upstairs, here in Brian's. Chris lives at the house where this all went down. He has no idea either. It's 6 a.m. I think they can't wait till tomorrow to learn. Brian dropped the phone and started crying after he confirmed with Corey's girlfriend Heidi over the phone what happened. We drove back out there. Yellow crime scene tape and blood all over the gravel driveway. Deputy sheriffs everywhere and about 10 of our friends in really strange moods. How would you feel? I won't explain the argument for lack of energy. Remember, I've been awake for 24 hours and had school today. I called the hospital. The hopefully dead guy is at. They said nothing. A bullet went through his back and out the front. 9mm. I think I told you how Alex's, Theo's brother's friend, was ambushed. Okay, this house. This went down at. It was Theo and Alex's mom's house. Catherine is the coolest lady. She had to deal with a lot in the past 2 months. I'm ignoring Brian, and I think he needs me right now. I hear we're going to Colorado together with Nicole and possibly Tom. I can't wait to get to Texas, huh? Bring some boots, Wranglers, and a bulletproof vest. In case you piss anyone off. Miss you. It's a post.